Tonight's shiur, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph and Sif Bey, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Dine Kiddush Alayayin. The halachas of Kiddush on wine, Sif Aleph. Kishiyavo lebeiso yimaher le'echol miyod. When a person returns home from shul Friday night, he should quickly begin the seuda and eat right away. Mishtabur sifkon alf, yimaher le'echol v'chul. Hayin le'kadesh, that means to make Kiddush. And eat. Kadesha Yizkur Shabbos based Tachilas Knisa. So the idea is to mention Shabbos and Kiddush as Shabbos begins. To call Kama de Makdiminale to Fe Odif. The earlier you do it, the better. Umikavacha Kiddush Serch Lechomiyah. Now, once you make Kiddush to mention Shabbos as it starts, now you have to eat. Kamavar Besun Resh Ayin Gimel Sif Gimel Bahago. Like we learned in Simon Resh Ayin Gimel Sif Gimel. Fim Eno Ta'ev Lechol. Now, if he's not hungry to eat, he can wait to make Kiddush until he's hungry. Because he already mentioned Shabbos in Shmoneh Esrei in Shul. According to Rambam, he'll fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of mentioning Shabbos in Shmoneh Esrei. As we say later on. However, in a case where there's an element of shalom bayis, o sheyesh lo beveisam sharsim o she'orachim, or he has in his house people who work for him, who eat at his table, and they're hungry, or guests who are hungry, ubefrat oreach ani, or particularly if he has a guest who's a poor person who's hungry, lo ya'acher b'chol gavne, don't delay, do not wait, even if he personally is not hungry, he should not wait. The kiva dehem utol malof, since they rely on him for the seuda, he cannot delay them because he wants to do the mitzvah mufcha to wait until he is hungry. Sifkon beis miyad right away. Now, even though the Shulchan Aruch says to eat right away, make kiddush right away, it still may be better to say kriyas shma first. Im mistapek shavis haknesses lo kor bismana. If he's in doubt, then surely they did not recite shma in the right time. The iron the elbis and resh samach zayin in Mishnebura Sivka involved. Look back in resh samach zayin, Mishnebura Sivka involved. Mishnebura wrote over there that if by the time you get home and are ready to make Kiddush, it's within a half hour of nighttime, then you really should not begin the Seuda. You should wait until it's nighttime, say Kriyashma, and then you'll make Kiddush. However, he says, Hanoig lahakali limchas bel, if someone is lenient, he has who to be samach on. To be mekel. But ideally, once you're within a half hour of tzeis, you should wait. Again, they were talking about people dav marv mibil yoyim. Do dav marv on still daytime. So if they start the meal before sunset, that's not an issue. But if they wait and it's already close to the Zman Kriyashma, so then you should wait till the Zman Kriyashma to say Shema first. Kasev Rabbam, the Rabbam writes, Perchav Tes Mehilchis Shabbos. Perchav Tes of Shabbos, the Rabbam writes, Mitzvah Sasebi Netero. The Kadesh es Yom Shabbos Bedvarim. It's a mitzvah to say the Araisa to Mekadesh Shabbos with words. And as it says, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos LeKadesh. What does the Pasuk teach us to remember Shabbos, make it holy? Kolom is Zachreyu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush V'Chulu. That means to remember and recite the praise and Kiddush. Umedivei Soifrim Shtei Zechirazu Al Kois Shal Yayin. The Rabbanan said to do it on a glass of wine. The kiddush on the wine is the rabbon. The wine part is the rabbon. According to this, you should be yitz in the midst of kiddush with your shmona esrei. To kroksiv, the pasuk is zochas yom shabbos. Vahare zochas, and he did remember it. The kiddush b'malkum suda b'dabon. Now the idea of kiddush by the suuda, that's drabonon. Kosh akasa beis yosef b'sin reish samich tes, like the beis yosef writes in reish samich tes. The hevim agnavom ra'yelizem in a gemara. Agnavom brings a ra'y from the gemara. The yotzim in a ter b'tfilim in a tera. He fulfills the mitzvah of zachas and shabbos with his shmoneh esrei. Okay, therefore, im safik lo am kiddush alo. If he's in doubt whether or not he made kiddush, can't remember. And Tzarech Lach, so Kadesh, she does not have to do it again, the Sveik of the Rabbanon Lekula, because Sav the Rabbanon Lekula. Because Mendei Raisi was Yoyitzu Shmoneh Esrei. Gam, in addition, The kanchagiel chinuch, a child who is chinuch age, yachol lahotzi lefizeh afil gadol bekiddush. So this chinuch aged child can be motzi an adult with kiddush. Im hagadol hispal kvar, as long as the adult daven shmoneh esrei, because Magen Avraham says midiraisu yoytzu kiddush with shmoneh esrei. Now it's just a rabbanon. So the child who's also a rabbanon chinuch, he can motzi you. For ulam, however, yesh lefakfek bezeh harbe. There are a lot of questions on this whole approach of Magen Avraham. The kaimel le'el b'simen samach siftal. First of all, we learn in simen samach and we hold the halacha, the mitzvah tzvius kavana l'tzeis basiyas hamitzvah. We hold mitzvahs need kavana to be yoitz when you do it. Umistoma ein miderech ha'oyim l'chavin l'tzeis es hamitzvah sasev the zachar b'tfilah. And generally speaking, people are not having in mind to fulfill the mitzvah sasev zachar when they're down shon esrei. Kim shi'esh lo yayin opas, since he knows when he gets home he'll have wine or bread. V'yoch l'kash aleim, he'll make kiddush on them. Achach after is a brach gedin with the brach is kalocha. V'toiv yoyser sheyetsi oz hamitzvah to say the araisim and sheyetsi atav. And it's better to be yoyser then at the meal, the mitzvah of zachar, and not during marav. V'yebelo kos without a kos, u'shol makom suda without suda. V'od kamet tomachim sheyesh lefak v'zen. There's many other reasons to question this. Kamosha b'yar to be alocha, like I clarify be alocha. Akein yeshlem noim letzayisi de kiddush ay dekod. Therefore, one should not allow a child to make kiddush for an adult. Even if the adult were to listen to the child and say with him, word for word, it's also proper not to do that. Unless the adult has in front of him the challah or the wine, as he's saying the words. As we'll say later, then the sifkan gimel. The kiddush of yontif whom a darbon. Kiddush of yontif is not the araisa. Kiddush yontif is darbon. Umekamalkam yeshlo called in kiddush shabbos, but has all the halachas of kiddush of shabbos. Vem yontif chal be erev shabbos. If yontif is on Friday, ve'ein lo el kois echad, he has one kois. Menichoy le shabbos, so he should leave for shabbos. Shuman atayro, that's the araisa. Ube yontif yikash lepas yontif make kiddush on chala. Instead of the wine. Leave the wine for Shabbos. So there's a very lengthy Bir Halacha. And one of the questions Bir Halacha asked on the Magen Avraham is, the Gemara tells us that Kiddush requires mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush. In Shmoneh Esrei Maariv, Shabbos night, there's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It isn't Kiddush, but it's not in Shmoneh Esrei. And they ask, how can it be Yetzias? The before Shalacha, you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush. How can you? You didn't mention it. He says he heard that the Sefer Michas Chinuch asked this kasha, Magen Avraham, Pascha is not like him because of this kasha. He tries to infer, it's a shver, it's a big, one of the big, big kashas. How can anyone say Yetzias Kiddush Friday night with the Shmoneh Esrei if there's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim? In addition, you have the R that Mishnah Berurah makes, they don't have Kavon, Mitzvah Kavona. Others say, he brings that this kemat, you have das not to be yitzah, you have man not to be yitzah kishon from esrei, so you could be yitzah on the coast, the deraisa, you don't want to be yitzah, you want to be deraisa on the coast. So, lemaisa, we really don't deal with this Magen Avraham in a practical sense. So, if beis, nashim chayavos bekiddush, women are obligated in kish Friday night. Afal pisha hu mitzvah sasei shaman groma, even though is a time-bound mitzvah, parish mitzvah, sasei atlui bizman. It is a mitzvah sasei, a positive mitzvah, which depends on time. And normally, they're exempt. In this case, they're not exempt. Mishum di itkash zachar l'shamar. The Gemara tells us, we compare zachar l'shamar. V'hani noshi, and women, hovi isnu b'shmira, isnu b'shira, since they're included in the requirement to guard Shabbos and can't do any averus, can't mechal Shabbos, so too they have the mitzvah to say of Zechira. Umotzios es ha'anoshim. And therefore a woman can make kiddush for a man. Hova chayavos min ha'Torah k'mosam. Since they share the same obligation, they're both obligated min ha'Torah in kiddush equally. Mishnah Berurah sifkan gimel de'itkash zachar l'shamar. Zachar es yom ha'Shabbos ha'katsho ha'amar b'dibas rishonos. In the first luchos, it says zachar es yom ha'Shabbos ha'katsho. V'shamet semashal sakach ame b'divras achoynis. In the second dibur, second luchos, it says v'shamet semashamis. Shnehem b'dibur echad ne'emru. They're both said simultaneously by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, they're compared. V'zachar koy al mitzvah sasei de kiddush. Zachar refers to the mitzvah sasei of kiddush. V'chanalik we learned before. V'shamer koy al shmir mimalacha. Shamer goes on watching from doing malacha. U'keshem she be'isim malacha be'vadai. Kamnashim musar. Now it comes to isim malacha. Certainly, women are warned not to do malacha. To mitzvah loisa sasei. Ein chilik bein zman grama bein she'ein hazman grama. When it comes to loisa sasei. There's no difference if it's time bound or not. Cain be essay, the Zohar, therefore, so too the essay of Zohar, Gamnoshim Mitzuhos, women are obligated just like they're obligated in Shoma. Upashot. The cotton ain't a motzi as a isha, so obviously a child cannot be motzi a woman. Lo os drabonu mapi diaraisa. The child's chiv is drabonu chinuch, the woman's is diaraisa. The drabonu can't be motzi the diaraisa. Vafilu imu ben yugimel shana, and even if he's bar mitzvah. We still are afraid he's not an adult minatera, because in order to be adult minatera, you need both age and physical maturity. He needs a sign of two hairs. By drabonans, we rely on a chazalka that he has the saaras, but for deraisas, we don't rely on that. The chazalka says, if he's 13 years old, he has simani saaras. For deraisas, we don't say the chazalka. Achi smal is a kano, until his beard fills in. So until a boy is shaving, he's going to be treated like a katan when it comes to deraisus. So better the woman make her own kiddush than rely on a bar mitzvah boy. Let's see, she doesn't know how to make her own kiddush. Toimar imoy mila b'mila. She'll have to say with him word for word after him. Maybe Roshov va'ad sofo from beginning to end. V'lo techavein letzeis b'kiddusho. But she does not have in mind. She does not have in mind to be yosef with the child's kiddush. Uba opens then in such a case kivin she omeres hakiddush b'atzmo. Since she's saying her own kiddush, nachol. The proper thing is she pas oyayin munach gam lefoneh beis hakiddush. The challah or wine should be in front of her when she says kiddush. She can't rely on the fact that the child is holding a glass of wine or the bread b'yado in his hand. Since she's not being yotzei with his kiddush, this eitza helps no matter how old the child is, even if it's very small, very young. It doesn't make a difference because she's saying the whole kiddush. This is if the woman didn't daven ma'ariv. Avolim hispala, but if she daven mariv, the das hamogin avram hanal. According to the mogin I said before, kva yotzi de kiddush diaraisa by davening mariv, she's yotzi kiddush min atayra. Bezeish this machal nar ben yon gimel shonim she yotziya achach bekiddush. Then we rely on the bar mitzvah boy to make kiddush for her. Then she chavein lehotzi has to have in mind to be motzi her. Kasa besev liyarabo. Shnei anoshim im rotzim lehotzi b'nei beisam. The Rabbi writes that if you have two men who want to be motzi their family, they should not be mekiddush simultaneously. When you hear the two voices simultaneously, they will not be able to focus and won't hear it. So they should not say it in unison, so one at a time. Women are obligated in kiddush, they can motzi a man. And so agrees the Taz Magen Avraham, the Vilna Gaon, the Achronim, we call Malchim. However, Yesh Lahachma Lechatchila, Sto Totsi Yisha Anoshim She'enom Yimnei Beisa. It's still inappropriate, Lechatchila, for a woman to motzi many other men if they're not her family, the Zila Milsa. It's not considered a nice thing that she has to be motzi them, and they can't say it for themselves. Sifkan Hei, Ho V'chayavos V'chul, since they're obligated in kiddush like the men, V'chain therefore, she could be motzi, even if she is already yotzei kiddush. The kama is no different than a man. The kama b'sin reish ein gimel sifdal, the reish ein gimel, that he could be motzi, even if he was yotzei. Then in kiddush, anoshim v'noshim shavin. When it comes to kiddush, men and women are identical. V'dan, you should know. When one person is motzi another with kiddush, tzarech lechavein lehotziyo, he has to have a mind to be motzi him. The one listening has to have a mind to be yotzei. So it would be proper for the balabos to remind the family to have a mind to be yotze. Look ahead, what we write over there. Sifkan vav. Women are chayiv min haTorah like the men. Kimosam. Achla in zman yesh chiluk. Now when it comes to time, there's a difference. Dibi'ish zman chiyuv min haTorah k'shu ben yagimel. A man's chiyuv begins when he's 13. Ubi'ish k'shnas spas yubeis. For a woman, it's when she's 12. The oz he mischayevis b'chol hamitzvahs. That's when she becomes a chiyuv mitzvah. So yes, they're identical, but she starts at bas mitzvah, he starts at bar mitzvah. He starts at 13, she starts at 12.